Leslie Talk.
Broadcasting for the world-famous Haunted Winery here in Warren, Michigan, this is Ghost Talk on July 15, 2007. I didn't have the levels in. Ghostly Talk is independently produced every Sunday night from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to converse about all things that are paranormal. For more information, go to www.ghosttalk.com. I think I'm caught up now. Do you think, Bonnie?
Yeah.
Right, cool. Tonight, on the phone as we speak, Heather Woodward joins us to discuss the real deal. More news on the Ghost World Conference in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania this coming weekend with Laura Haladik. And finally, Jeff and Camille Harmon join us to discuss business and personal astrology.
To listen too loudly.
We'll make it ourselves. Don't hate the media. Become the media.
I need to go someplace where a man can think.
Sorry about that rather quick introduction.
I kind of liked it. I think we should speed read it every day.
Did it sound clear, though? Did
yes,
I actually pull it
I
off?
I understood every word.
So all that training I've been doing, all that...
Speed reading training?
Well, you know, back in the day, what was that show? There was some kid's show. And one... Mr. Wizard. Was it Mr. Wizard, I think, maybe? They had the guy named Speed Reader.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd, like, read a whole book in, like, 10 seconds, and, like, you're supposed to know everything after that.
Mm-hmm.
And he would read it. He would actually stand on his head and, like, and read the book on his head. I don't know why.
Okay.
But he was Speed Reader.
Okay.
So that was my impersonation of Speed Reader. I don't know.
Okay.
This is Ghost Talk. I'm Scott L.
I'm Bonnie.
And I'm Chris.
Ooh, who is this guy we have here?
I'm Doug.
Oh, yeah. Doug's on the phone, too. Like, this.
Hey, I'm here. Hello.
Doug's way off in the distance. Where are you at right now, Doug?
I'm in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, one of the three most haunted cities in the United States.
Mmm. And you just got there today, didn't you?
I what?
You just got there today, didn't you?
Yeah, about 2 hours ago.
My God. Doug's traveling all over the country. We're going to have more news on Doug's travels later on in the show. Really action-packed evening we have here. Actually waiting on the line is Heather Woodward.
I know.
Who's waiting. We're going to be talking to her here in a couple of minutes. Unfortunately, really quick, I'm going to get this out. Philip Gardner was supposed to be on later tonight.
Mm-hmm.
He did contact me. His wife is very, very, very sick. And what I'd like to do is everybody out there Phil's been on the show numerous times. He's a dear friend of ours. Great guy.
Yep.
Really fun to talk to. He works his butt off. Think about his wife, Philip Gardner, gardnersworld.com. If you want to go check his stuff out. Really kind of bummed us out, but his wife is very sick, so we're hoping that she pulls through and she gets well, though.
Yes.
So we're going to be doing some other stuff from 7 to 8 p.m. We probably open the lines up, too. Why not? Have people call in if they want. Philip Gardner, later on tonight, we're going to have Jeff and Camille Harmon on. We're going to be talking about astrology with them, among all kinds of wild stuff.
Can't wait.
Yeah, it's going to be just a wild night here. Doug, you have anything you'd like to say before we get started tonight?
This is a busy, busy night. You've got a packed studio. You've got a remote reporter, me.
Yeah.
You know, and I am just so excited. I'm excited about being in Gettysburg. I'm excited about this upcoming weekend. I can't wait to dig in.
I know it's going to be a wild, wild night. Also, well, like I said, I mentioned before, you heard that weird voice on the on the actual microphone. That was Chris Bailey from Grimstone. Chris is hanging out with us tonight, kind of helping us out while Doug's – well, Doug's not really absent, but he's absent from the studio tonight. So Chris is going to be hanging out with us. Also, Keith Brewer, one of our field reporters, he's sitting on the couch. He's sitting on the couch right now. So it's a full house, like Doug said. We have a lot going on.
I think later on we're just going to let Chris and Keith take over and we're going to go smoke.
We're going to go to the bar. I do want to. I don't want her to stay on the phone any longer before she hangs up. Heather, are you still? Are you still with us? Or you? Have you hung up by now?
No, I'm still here.
How are you doing tonight, Heather?
I'm doing good, actually. I'm in California, so it's actually this afternoon.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry. It is this evening. I forgot. In my. there's a lot going on here. We kind of blew into this show, and we don't usually have people on the first half an hour of the show, but we really wanted to get you in because there's a lot. Heather, you're working on all kinds of stuff. Before we go any further, I have to impersonate Doug and like give your websites out because that's like Doug's job.
Oh please, I can't wait. Let me hear it.
So okay, you actually have two websites. The first one is should I do it like Doug too?
Yes, do it like
www.woodwardpsychic.com. And the other website is www.webelieveyou.org. See, Doug's buried now, so he can't defend himself. Isn't that great?
I like it.
The first thing you're working on, you guys have a convention going on out there. It's next weekend, am I correct?
Yeah, it's Friday and Saturday next week.
What's the name of the convention?
It's July 20th and 21st. I'm sorry, what'd you say?
What's the name of the convention?
Oh, 2007 South Coast Paranormal Convention.
Really?
In Santa Paula, California. Yeah.
Why don't we go to conventions in California?
Because it's too far to fly and or drive. We're all poor, remember?
Oh,
I would still go.
Yes. I actually invited you guys, but you guys were already set up for the Ghost World Conference.
Yeah, we're going to Ghost World next weekend. Totally.
Yeah, because we fly everybody out, so we would have flown you out.
Oh, did you?
It would have been fun. But you go ahead and go to the other convention.
Oh! Sorry. So sorry.
I knew this was going to
be good. Hey, if I wasn't putting on my own convention, I'd be going to that one. So, it looks good. So,
well, I know Ghost World's going to be a great time. We've had a few people that are running on and stuff like that, but I'd like to hear about what's going on out there in California though. Who do you have coming out there to speak this year?
Well, we have Chris Fleming, Richard Sennett, Patrick Burns, Dave Schrader from Darkness Radio, Derek Bartlett from Keepers. Tom Durant from Capers, he's speaking on some people. Guy Jackson, who was actually on your show a couple weeks ago.
Guy Jackson.
Yeah.
That guy was
awesome.
Impressive. I mean, that guy was guy was a very impressive person. The work he does with Spiritcom, he actually just kind of emailed us, just sent us an email about stuff. And, we're like, Doug and I. We're like totally interested in Spiritcom, so anytime somebody has something new to talk about with that, we always love to have him come on. So we're like, come on the show, you need to come talk to us.
He's going to be talking about paranormal sound phenomenon. He doesn't like CP, so he called it PSP, but he's going to be doing a presentation on that. And then Bill Fee, who's awesome, he's going to be speaking on psychic machines, and he's actually going to do some Frank's Box sessions for everybody, so that should be interesting as well.
And this starts on Friday night, am I correct?
Yeah, it starts on Friday night, and we're doing speakers, a movie premiere, and the seances on Friday night, and then Saturday we have speakers, and then we're going to be doing Frank's Box, and then an investigation.
You said a movie premiere?
Investigation.
You said a movie premiere.
Yeah, we're doing a couple movies, actually. We're going to do this movie called Conjure, which it was written and directed by Matt Bush, who does all of the Star Wars comics for Dark Horse.
Okay.
So we're going to be doing that, and then Bill Murphy is going to be premiering his movie Ghost Town, which is about New Orleans post-Katrina and investigations there. And then Richard Sennett is also going to be showing his movie about Olivas Adobe, which is another haunted place out here in California.
So the first night, you guys. I mean, are they going to be showing all these films in one night, or is it going to be through the whole weekend?
No, it's going to be the whole weekend. Yeah, so that should be interesting too. And then, Frank and Lewis from SCSPR, they're coming out, and they have a ton of footage for the last 5 years from Camarillo State Hospital before it turned into a university.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have some interesting footage about some of the rooms were untouched before they did the renovations to turn it into a university. And so they're going to be showing that as well as La Purisima, which is another haunted place out here that is it's crazy haunted. It's actually an adobe as well. So
oh, wow.
That should be interesting. Yeah. So we have a lot of good speakers, a lot of good stuff going on.
Yeah, it does sound. I'd like to, you know, why do we have to have these kind of logistics? Why couldn't somebody plan? We got to do it all in the same weekend.
I think it's a conspiracy just to keep closely talk out of the
mess. Yeah,
What was that?
We're going to be doing some other ones too, but we got a ton of stuff, and it's jam packed both days. I mean, no matter what you're into, there's going to be something for you to do. So it should be fun. Oh yeah, we're doing a demonology workshop. And we're doing a tarot workshop, and then also Linda Selvin, who's this radio psychic, she's going to be actually broadcasting live from the convention on Saturday, and she's going to be doing readings for the people that are walk-in. So that should be interesting, too.
Really?
Well, they got a little bit of everything.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, well, we're trying to do tech and psychic stuff, you know what I mean? We're trying to bridge the gap between the two, because my team... We have a technical team and we have a psychic team, and they work together. And so we're just trying to show that you can have a full technical team and a full psychic team, and they can work together. I mean, a lot of my friends are on both sides, and we all work together really well. So,
well, I always say, and it seems like this idea and or philosophy is really starting to take over a lot now. I think the best ghost hunters out there. Which that's kind of even that term is kind of weird to say. I think the people
that
are
kind of weird.
What was that, Heather?
It is a little bit weird. Ghost hunter. I like to say investigator.
Well, what I meant actually was like the best ghost hunter, because I don't think there really is anybody that's the best out there. It's hard, you know, it's very difficult to be like the top ghost hunter, I think. But what I mean is like more or less the people that have a healthy mix of the psychic end, the spiritual type end of it, along with the technological end with all the toys and gadgets that are out there nowadays. The best groups or teams that I've seen out there doing their work, it seems like, are the people that have a good, healthy mix like you guys have of both the spiritual end and the technological end. It seems like there should be a healthy marriage of that at this point in the game of the work that we're doing. Sounds like you guys are doing that, though. Congratulations.
Well, thanks. I just feel like, I mean, this is just my opinion, but I do feel like how can you go out there and investigate something that is spiritual-based. I mean, it's based on humanity and where we go in the afterlife. And if you're just being technical, you're totally dismissing that whole part of it. And unfortunately, you can do it science-based, but really the core issue is, you know, where do we go after we die? So, I mean, if you're going to deny that, then you're not going to get good evidence.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think, you know, the big thing, too, is... It depends on what, you know, we've gotten a lot into the philosophy of what people are doing now, and it's like, what are your goals by going into this field? Some people have a straight goal that says, I want to prove the existence of the afterlife / ghost / whatever you want to call it, right?
Right.
If you're going to do that, bottom line, this is just my opinion, bottom line is you have to find some means of proving that. You have to find some means of proving that with zeros and ones. you can't. It's obvious you can't come to somebody and go, well, I felt this presence here. Because a skeptic, we know, will just chop you up like meat that way. So you have to find some way of proving that hand over fist that there is something going on there with zeros and ones. That's the bottom line with that. Some people like me, I guess I'm kind of getting more lighthearted about this thing, whereas... you know, if you asked me to say that question like 4 or 5 years ago, I'd be like, well, I want to prove the existence of the afterlife. I want to prove it with, you know, zeros and ones, like I said before. Whereas now I'm kind of like, you know what? I just want to experience things, and I'm not really worried about proving anything or getting my article published in Fate magazine or getting anything really done. It's more or less just the idea of experiencing something. I find that more fascinating. So it's just a matter of really what you want to get out of this thing, I think.
Yeah, that is true. I think I want to experience both. I want to be able to experience something through my senses, but then also I want to see that, you know, the KT meter flash too, just as a validation. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah,
I want to see my eye detector go off. So for me, I want to experience it, but I also want to, I want, like you said, the ones and zeros. I want to see it actually physically in front of me as well.
So. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I wonder, Doug's hiding somewhere. Doug, are you still there?
I was just thinking that not only is it fun to experience paranormal events, which I have. I've had really weird things happen to me, and I've seen a ghost once, and I've seen a shadow figure once. But not only is that interesting and fun, and it's great to get them on tape or film or audio if you can, but it's also really fascinating to interact with other ghost investigators, paranormal investigators, in my case this past weekend, Bigfoot hunters, with other people in that realm. And there's no better place to go and meet these kinds of people than a convention or a conference. So that's what I was thinking, is not only, you know, the research that you're doing day to day or night by night sometimes, or weekend by weekend, but also getting out there and talking about the experiences you've had, the evidence that you've gotten, and you know, with other people, and also learning from people who've been doing it for years and years and years, like the folks who are going to be at both major conventions this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
I agree.
So that's good. Yeah, we're actually doing some, I mean, this is preliminary stuff, but we're actually doing some research to see how we, as the investigators, actually affect our equipment, and if there is a correlation between the human element and ghost hunting and how that works. So, We're actually going to be doing some research in that, and the next convention, I think, is we're going to actually have some speakers on that see if we, in fact, sometimes if we create EVPs through manifestation, you know, thought manifestation, because we're, you know, you're projecting energy out and stuff. But again, it's just, we're just starting it, so I can't really go into it as much, but we're definitely looking for more answers that I don't think have been really tested or researched. I think we're coming to a point where we need to push the boundaries a little bit as far as how we investigate and why we investigate. So,
well, there is that human element also, Heather. It's an interesting thing to bring up because, you know, we've had several people on the show in the past here that have talked about that. It said, you know, a lot of these things that happen could very well be caused by people in the environment themselves.
Yeah.
Their psychic energy being thrown off, or whatever it may be. There's a million reasons for that. And, you know, the thing is, too, and Doug, you may want to shed some light on this, too. I think we talked about this not too long ago, Doug. I mean, not taking away from anything here at all, Heather, but some people, I mean, we've been saying this for years here, you know, we can make you see ghosts anytime you want.
Mm-hmm.
We at Ghostly Talk can make you see ghosts anytime you want, because all we have to do is just, like, take you out.
Reset
the psyche out, and you'll be seeing all kinds of wild stuff. I don't want to go into the details.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You know.
There is definitely that element, yeah.
There's definitely that element. Doug, what do you think, man? You still out there?
Well, yeah, I also wonder similar things, how humans affect their very own equipment. I mean, after all, how come some people are really, really good at getting photographs? And some people are really good at getting EVPs. And some people can walk into a room and somehow figure out its history. Yes, three people died here. You know, that kind of thing. There's right. Some people who just have a knack. Is it really a knack, or is it them interacting with their equipment or information sources and coming up with this stuff? It's like I've tried and my EVP ratio is you know, I think I'd get a failing grade because I get so few of them. But I try. I really want to get EVP and good clear EVP with, you know, a message that pertains to the question, you know, that kind of thing that's being asked. So I try. It just isn't my knack. So maybe I'm not able to affect the equipment and the atmosphere in the way that I want yet.
Well,
I figure I'll learn it over time. And talking to people at conventions, I do sometimes get a little jealous. It's a great you know, results that people get. But every single time somebody plays an EVP for me, and people have done this, people carry around their iPods or whatever, and they go, you got to hear this. And I get so jealous, but you know what? I get thrilled. I'm absolutely thrilled to see these things getting captured and meaning something not only to the person who captured it, but to the people that they're playing it for, because it really does show something's up. And keep trying and keep ghost hunting or ghost investigating. Keep getting out there in the field and trying to get your stuff.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, that's the bottom line of it. You're right, Doug. I agree with you on that 100%. One thing also, I want to get this out. I had to ask you about this too, Heather, because we only got a couple of minutes here, because these half an hours fly, sure, don't they, Heather?
Yeah, they do, actually.
You said also that you're a tarot reader and an automatic writer. And I know this is going to tickle Doug to death as far as automatic writing is concerned. If you can, really quick, what do you do to do this? Because, I mean, I'm not very well versed on automatic writing, but I'd like to know what you go through, what happens in your mind when you're doing something like this. I just want to kind of get in your mind here real quick and see what the process is of automatic writing.
Automatic writing is interesting. It's not an internal thing. You don't really channel internally. You channel externally. I learned how to do it because when you read tarot, you use the tarot cards as a focus, and you're reading the person, you're reading their energy through the cards. Well, I figured out that you can do it with a pen. So if you use the pen instead of the tarot cards, you can focus, and what happens is, well, this is how I do it. Other people don't do it this way, but this is how I do it. I close my eyes, I actually don't look, and I go into like a trance state, like I can see like a black screen, you know, in my third eye.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happens is the pen just starts writing, and a lot of times it'll accompany pictures. And so if it starts to go too fast, because sometimes I can't write fast enough, what'll happen is I start saying the words, because I can actually see them. So it's really interesting. It's a really interesting thing because, like I said, it's not an internal channeling thing. It's an external thing. And you can feel it actually take the pen, and you can feel it let it go.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just kind of, all of a sudden it's just gone, and I'm like, oh, okay. And I just kind of snap out of it.
And I think Doug wants to hang out with you now.
Yeah, Doug probably wants to hang out. Well, the reason I'm asking, Heather, is I'm wondering what the similarities are between automatic writing and remote viewing, because we've done remote viewing a lot on this show in the past. And when I think of automatic writing, I was thinking more along the lines of text, you know, people just writing down phrases or whatever maybe coming to them. Whereas remote viewing, it's more visual. You're drawing illustrations and stuff like that. So it sounds like you actually draw pictures and stuff too. Am I correct?
I do draw pictures, yeah. And you know what? There is a similarity between remote viewing and automatic writing, because you are tapping into something external. And I mean, if you go one step beyond, then you're remote viewing, because you can actually be conscious of what you're seeing and what you're. I mean, remote viewing too is aren't you going somewhere else? I mean, isn't that the concept of it? You're seeing things other places.
Well, I mean, remote viewing, Doug, you might want to help me here, but I mean, remote viewing, more or less, I mean, from the people that we've talked to a few people on this, and they don't really seem to, like Vance West used to say, we haven't had Vance on, we have to have Vance on pretty soon. Vance West would always say, like, you know, it isn't something like, you know, going out and drooling on yourself and passing out and drawing stuff. Really, he stays very well conscious. And he just finds a relaxing place to be, and he just starts doing his work. It's as simple as that. And that's kind of the way that's the method he promotes. There may be people out there who kind of like just, you know, and they could take a pen and they start drawing or whatever. I don't know. As far as remote viewing is concerned, it's a new field, like all this stuff we're working on, really. So there's all types of different techniques being tried. For example, we've had a couple of the open remote viewing projects here on the show, and where Vance actually was administering those for us. And they were very, I mean, when we said the term open remote viewing, open means pretty much use anything you want.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to,
okay.
Yeah, if you want to meditate, if you want to listen to music, if you want to light a candle, whatever it is you do, go ahead and do that. And we got some pretty interesting results. So it sounds like there is a healthy there's a healthy marriage between automatic writing and remote viewing there, which is very, that's good for me. I like that.
Yeah, I haven't actually tried to remote view. I've just started working with Unmic writing, and so far, I've done pretty good. I mean, my sister, who's definitely a skeptic, she wanted it proven to her that what I was saying was true, and she actually had something moved in her house that was significant. And she wasn't there. She hadn't been home for like 2 days. So it kind of freaked her out, and actually I did it just a couple of days ago at the Glen Tavern Inn because they wanted to see if I could do it, and I actually picked up on something that a little bit of a an issue that they had a few years ago that nobody knew about, and I just happened to pick up on it, and it started writing what happened. And,
sounds juicy.
Yeah, so
your little giggling made you...
Don't ever let her do remote viewing around any of us.
Yeah, we'll all be in big trouble.
Well, they put me in a room that something scandalous had happened in, and they didn't tell me. And so I was like, well, I mean, don't put me in a room where something happened.
You see, now, yeah.
That was a little bizarre.
Yeah, they'll learn. They'll know better next time than to do something like that.
Just put
her in a McDonald's. I mean, put her in a fast food restaurant or something like that. Maybe nothing happened there, hopefully. Real quick, we only got a couple minutes, Heather. Yeah. Again, what's the name of your conference again?
It's a 2007 South Coast Paranormal Convention. And if you can't come because you live too far or something, we are doing live audio and video streaming, and there is a real-time chat, so you can watch it online if you'd like to, and you can go to the website and sign up for that.
Yeah, I did see that. I was bopping around the site the other day, and I noticed that you can watch the event and wish you were there.
Right.
Yeah, you can. We're going to be showing all the speakers. We have it's actually mobile, so you're going to be going along with the investigation. You can be there at the seance. We're going to do a little Q&A. Little panels in between speakers, so mm-hmm. It's actually probably going to be more online than there is anywhere else. So
it's kind of like, you know, it's kind of the same philosophy, and this by no means discourages people from going to these conferences, because I think you should. But we were discussing this like the other day, as a matter of fact, like hockey games and stuff like mm-hmm. that. People spend all this money to go to hockey games, right, to sit like in an upper bowl seat mm-hmm. where they can barely see the puck and stuff like that. Whereas, you know, if you just sit in your living room and turn on any like local station, you can like watch these guys like right there.
It doesn't compare.
Yep.
It doesn't compare, though?
Well, yeah. I'm talking like a hardcore hockey fan.
It does not compare to being there.
So my theory is completely wrong.
It's dead wrong.
It's dead wrong?
Yeah.
I think I'm right.
I think you're wrong.
Well, there's going to be a lot of conversation going on.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, everybody in the convention is very, very innovative and future forward as far as they're thinking.
And that's what it's all about.
Yeah, if you have a question or you want to do an experiment, we're big on research, so it's like if you say, hey, I have this idea,
mm-hmm.
I mean, this is the place to go because... Someone's
going
to go, oh, yeah, I have equipment for that, you know, and the next thing you're...
Oh, yeah, no, that's exactly, that's what you're missing if you don't go to these type of events.
There's nothing to
it at all. Heather, I want you to stay on the line real quick. We have to go to break here in a second. I do want to thank Heather Woodward. Thanks for joining us. We really appreciate it, Heather.
No problem.
What we're going to do here in the next half an hour, it says on the schedule, right? Then we're talking to Laura Haladic about the guest ghost.
Haladic, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. Haladic, who cares?
I'm
she didn't
saying.
Get mad. You know, as you'll hear in the next half an hour, she didn't really care
Listen,
either way.
Your tone, not liking
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah, well, I like it. It's fun.
I'm going to throw something at you in a minute.
We're going to have a discussion with Laura. Just so you know right now, it was pre-taped. We had to do that because Laura had to, we were going to have her on this weekend. But with the conference going on and all the stuff she had, she asked us if we could like try to work something else out. So you're hearing another taped conversation. I'm sure you're all so happy to hear about that. But, hey, you know, what are you going to do? So we are going to, like, this is like, you know, from 6:30 to 7, we're going to kind of chill out, let this thing go. Doug, you still there, dude?
Yes, I am, and you know what I would like? Before you play Laura's interview, which, by the way, was fascinating, so everyone listen up to Power. Shout out Heather's websites again.
No problem. Heather Woodward's websites again are www.woodwardpsychic.com, and the other website is www.webelieveyou.org. Is that good enough for you, Doug?
Thank you so much, guys.
Oh, my God.
You're a great co-host.
It's gone down already.
All right, we got to go to break, guys. We'll be back in a half an hour, because all you're going to hear is me and Doug bantering with Laura for the next half an hour. Hope you really enjoy this fun stuff. This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott L.
I'm Bonnie.
And I'm Chris.
And I'm Doug.
We'll be right back in a little while.
For more information, visit
GhostlyTalk.com.
Talk radio. Look no further. Go to laughter65.com and search the Paranormal Radio Show. Hosted by Tommy Golden. Sponsored by the Tennessee Ghost Chasers. And search the Paranormal Radio Show talks about all things on the dark side of paranormal. So tune in live on Thursdays and Fridays from 8 p.m. until 10 p.m. Central Time Zone.
Christmas Eve of 1890, Oliver Lurch set out to the well behind his house for a pail of water. A few minutes later, horrible screams erupted into the night. Oliver Lurch was never seen again.
The most famous version of this fascinating tale places the incident on a farm outside South Bend, Indiana. It was Christmas Eve, and friends and family were gathered inside the home for a holiday party. During the festivities, a young boy named Oliver Lurch was sent to the well behind the home to bring in a bucket of water. It was a clear, cold night, the clouds having cleared away after carpeting the ground with fresh snow. Suddenly, the night was shattered by the screams of the young boy from outside the home. Everyone at the party immediately dashed outside, only to find young Oliver's footsteps heading towards the well in the snow. The tracks stopped suddenly in the snow halfway to the well, where his bucket lay on the cold ground. Signs of a small struggle showed evident in the snowfall. The screams continued. Family members heard the young boy plainly screaming out, "It's got me! Help! Help!" The screams, however, were coming from above them in the nighttime sky. The small party, huddled in fear together in the family backyard, strained their eyes against the nighttime sky, but could see nothing. Young Oliver's screams could be heard growing fainter and fainter until they disappeared completely into the night. He was never seen again. This is a popular tale that has been reported in many paranormal books and publications, and is a favorite to be told around the campfires. A closer look at the mystery, however, reveals how a fantasy tale somehow turned into a true mystery. The actual tale of Oliver Lurch is one set far back in time. The origins of this unusual urban legend come from a story published in 1893 by Ambrose Pierce entitled Charles Ashmore's Trail. In the science fiction fantasy, it tells of young Charles' trip to the well and how the family discovered his tracks in the snow. This fictionalized story somehow managed to be woven into the fabric of the paranormal and has been told several times over as a true account of paranormal phenomena.
Hey, Scott L. I just want to thank you for this sweet Ghostly Talk t-shirt, man. When I put it on, women just start coming at me from all directions.
Well, no problem, dude.
Oh, yeah, and check this out. I had this rash in my chest for like 3 months, right? The first time I wore this Ghostly Talk t-shirt for the day, I took it off before bed and the rash was gone.
Really?
Yeah, dude. I also worked at a job interview I had last week, and not only did I get the job, but the boss liked it so much, he made me his partner.
Huh?
Yeah, and I'm now a millionaire because of your Ghostly Talk t-shirts.
Well, you know, we not only have new t-shirts for 2007, but Ghostly Talk also has a brand new line of bumper stickers and 1 1/4-inch buttons.
You're kidding!
No, sir. You can check them out and also find out how to order them at ghostlytalk.com.
I must go and order all of them now!
Whoa, hold on. Save some for the rest of the listeners. As you can see, Ghostly Talk swag is going fast, so head on over to ghostlytalk.com and check it out. T-shirts, bumper stickers, and 1 1/4-inch buttons, all for a very cheap price. Order yours today.
Look, I've got something well scary to lay on you, okay? Strange things are happening in this house. Furniture keeps disappearing. Plates keep, like, moving about the place. The table is shrinking. And last night, I found my guitar on the fire. Do you know what all this means?
Yeah.
No, no. Yeah. It means we've got a poltergeist.
And most comprehensive ghost conference the paranormal world has ever seen is coming to Gettysburg, July 20th through 22nd, 2007. It's a supernatural summit where the paranormal community will come together to learn from each other, to award excellence in our field, and to establish standards and protocols in the science of supernatural research. Ghostly Talk is very proud to have Laura Hladek on the line. We'll be talking to her about her website and of course, the conference. The website is www.ghostworldconference.com. All run together, no spaces. Laura Hladek, welcome to Ghostly Talk.
Hi, Laura.
Hi, Doug. Hi, Scott. Thanks for having me here.
Oh, no problem. We had Jeff on here just over the last weekend. And he kind of gave us a little teaser of what's going on. And I said, you know what, we got to get a teaser from Laura. Because first of all, we haven't had Laura on the show yet.
And we met you last year. So I don't know why haven't you been on? I don't get it.
Jeff kind of gave us his end of what was going on. And basically what we're going to do is probe on you, I think, a little bit to see what's going on with your end as far as maybe what you have going. Because we talked about the raffle that you guys are doing.
Yeah, that's a really cool, it's like a raffle auction kind of thing where you buy tickets and you put the tickets in the buckets or the drawings that you want that prize. So you can put them all in one or spread them out or, depending on what you really want. And it all goes for a good cause. I think that's fantastic when organizing a conference to give back to the community that's supporting you. And, of course, the battlefields at Gettysburg.
Yeah.
Come on. That's like in every ghost hunter's heart, you know. Laura, tell us how the raffle's going, how it's going to work, and what who came up with the idea? Because I want to pat them on the back.
It was, I think Jeff, first brought up that, we always get, when Vince and I have done our conferences, we always have all the presenters donate, some of their books or something, and we just do it as door prizes. And that's, when we were all talking about, what are we going to do about door prizes, Jeff had the very good logistical point that this conference is going to be larger than anything, Vince and I individually have ever put on. And the timing would be impossible with that, 200-300 people in a room to pull out a ticket and say a number and have somebody run all the way up to the stage, and this is going to be a nightmare. So then we thought, why don't we just make it where we have all the winners posted on a board at the end of it, on Sunday, and then from there, if it's better yet, why don't we have, a charity? And we just, people can buy tickets instead of just getting a ticket as a door prize. You just buy with however many tickets you want, and you can go in. It's basically a tricky tray, and all the prizes will be in the one workshop room, and they'll be numbered, and you can just walk up and say, this is something I really want, and I bought 10 tickets. I'm going to put 5 tickets in this and whatever. And then on Saturday night, we'll collect them all up. We'll draw all the winners, post it on a board that'll be out in the hallway, very visible on Sunday. And people can check and see if they're one of the winners. And if they have the winning ticket, they can go actually to my booth for the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society. And my two staff people, Laura and Brian, will be manning that booth. And they'll have all the prizes there. And people can just, have their numbers verified and collect their prize. So that way we can keep all the presentations and everything running very smoothly on Saturday. And, and it gives people plenty of time to decide, this is what I really want to go for, what I want to try and win.
And then, you know, it's done in the dollar increments, starting like the minimum is $10 purchase. So for $10, your money's going to help the Gettysburg Battlefield Preservation Association. So it's really for a great cause, especially from a historical and a paranormal point of view. And it worked out the logistics for us, so it was a great fix.
That's just amazing.
Yeah.
So now I have to actually go up to Jeff and say, you know, Jeff.
You didn't say that last Sunday.
I didn't mean to, you know, but now that I know he first brought it up, I've got to make good, and I got to go thank Jeff for the idea. Because, Laura, I think it's a fantastic idea. But that's just one fantastic idea. I mean, you guys have the workshops going on, the speakers, the tables, you know, with all the ghost hunting folks and the vendors. What can I expect to see when I get there? Is it going to be mayhem, or is it going to be
organized chaos?
Organized chaos. Is it going to be a paranormal dream come true? I hit the door of the Wyndham, and what happens to me?
When you hit the door of the Wyndham, looking at the front desk where you would check in, they have like a living room kind of set up on either side of the front desk, and on the right side of the front desk in that living room area will be the Ghost World Conference registration table. So people can go there and look up, you know, give their name. It'll be all organized alphabetically, and they can collect their badges, get their attendee bags, which will have their programs in them, and a Fate magazine, some other literature, and so forth. And that way they'll know the whole outline, the skeleton outline for the whole day, I mean the whole weekend, actually, because it's in the program, and they can. It's a nice collector's item, too, which Jeff did a phenomenal job publishing that and pulling it all together. I mean, Vincent and I had to provide him with some content, and Jeff just did an amazing job publishing it. So I think people will really be thrilled with that as a keepsake. And it's utilitarian, so that makes me happy. I don't like to just give that's not useful, you know. And, you know, from there, it's all laid out. When you make your way around towards the elevators where you would go up to your rooms, if you went past that and down that hallway, you start to go into that ante room, you know, outside the main ballroom. Vendors will be there. The workshop rooms are there. And then all around, like, the U-shaped perimeter of the ballroom will have certain vendors. And I should clarify that when I say vendors. I mean, it's not vendors totally in the traditional sense of, like, a little shop, you know, like a mom-pop shop. Some of them are people who are coming to sell their wares and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a lot of other people who are either ghost clubs and organizations that wanted to network and be represented there. It's authors and the presenters will have their booths and so forth. And it'll be a whole gamut of, you know, in that whole field. There's, I think we have a couple psychics, like Jane Doherty, and I think this Identical Twins are going to have a booth there. So it'll be something for everyone, whether you're into bath salts or stained glass, right on through, you know, EMF detectors, books, you know, all of that.
That horrible radio show named Ghostly Talk is going to be they have a table.
I heard they have a table. I don't know who would want to go talk to them.
Gross.
I'm sure there's going to be plenty of people flocking to this Ghostly Talk.
I have a feeling.
Any more apropos.
I have a feeling. Hey, you know, and that's the thing. The interaction, that's a big, big part of conferences. And like you said, there are ghost hunting groups who set up a booth. And
they just hang out, basically.
They hang out there all day.
Talk about the work they do.
Stuff,
yeah.
So I want to encourage anybody who's listening, who's going to Ghost World, go up and take advantage of that. Go talk to them. Mm-hmm. Just go up, stick out your hand and say, you know, hey, you know, from whatever ghost club you are, or, you know, hey, I'm from whatever ghost club you're from. And, mm-hmm. So where do you like to hunt, or, you know, what's this picture here hanging on your display, or, yeah, I mean, just strike up a conversation. You never know. The only thing that could happen is they could, you know, not get into a really good conversation because they're so busy.
Uh-huh.
And that's not bad at all. At least you got to meet somebody.
Actually, I'm looking at the Skype. What was that, Laura? I'm sorry.
I said that's a key benefit because traditionally, as ghost hunters and paranormal investigators, we network primarily over email and the Internet. This is your chance to where, you know, there's no ISP standing between you and someone from California or Toronto that you can walk up to now and actually get a face and a name and exchange business cards or email addresses for one you're not, you know,
yeah, right.
face space. So it's really key, because I think a lot of people are going to run into one another and go, oh my God, you're so and so at AOL.com. I've been talking to you for like 3 years.
I'm actually looking at this is the first chance I've had to do this. I mean, I've actually grazed through it before a few times, but now that we're getting close to punch time here now, we actually have to get organized, right? So it's like, okay, so what's actually going, you know, I'm actually looking at the schedule as we speak here, Laura, and I just saw something very interesting that I guess us here at Ghostly Talk, we're going to be really interested in that. Well, the first thing, obviously, is the meet and greet. We're big fans of the meet and greet things, right? We always go to those and hang out. But at the very end of the night on Friday, I noticed that the X-Zone radio show is going to do a live broadcast in Room A, okay? And that's from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. I'm going to be there the whole time, I think, just probably saucing it up with Rob McConnell. I'm going to be up just hanging out there probably the whole time myself.
Yeah, because Rob is an idol of ours.
Yeah, right? Rob, we love Rob.
He's been doing X-Zone forever, and he's definitely an inspiration to folks. And I know he's got to be an inspiration to some of our listeners, because I know a large number of our listeners now have their own podcast.
And
none of this would have been possible if it weren't for people like Rob and other shows like his that have just been here forever.
Yeah.
And of course he's from Canada.
Mm-hmm.
So you get the, and he also does TV now. So I can't wait to talk to him about all the different
things. We've been waiting to meet Rob for a very, very long time.
Very, very exciting.
I'll give you a little hint in case you want to get the jump on meeting him. He's going to be doing the show from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. on Thursday night as well.
Interesting, because we are going to be in town.
We're going to have to make a surprise visit, I think.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
You shouldn't have said that, Laura, because these crazy dudes with Ghostly Talk, like a whole pile of, not just myself and Doug, because we've learned over the last couple of years now that the group seems to be it's amazing for us, because we come to these things now and people are walking around with Ghostly Talk T-shirts on. We're like, what the hell is this? I ordered this from you guys, man. That's great to me. Oh, that's really cool. So now we're getting like this posse and bigger posse, it seems like. We're like, you got to come hang out with us. You're wearing a Ghostly Talk T-shirt. You look like us now. So we're going to have to like invade Rob McConnell, I think, Thursday night.
Oh, he would love it. The thing is, I don't even know who we are, but I would absolutely love to meet him, you know?
Yeah, no, totally.
And so that'll be really exciting. That's the thing. You've got the whole multimedia thing going on. You've got, Rob in there. You have us, of course, but you've got the speaking schedule, the haunted. What are those haunted things that people can go on? Somebody was mentioning.
Go back to
the schedule.
What was that, Laura?
We have the Daniel Lady Farm investigation.
That's it, the Daniel Lady Farm. Hey, tell me about that. What are they sold out? First of all.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Sold out. In,
never mind.
Both of them sold out in 3 days.
I believe it.
So, and Vince Wilson is heading that up. So that's Friday night. And, at this point, he's even trying to see if it would be worth it. We don't know how many people are coming in on Thursday, but he's going to talk to them and see if there's a demand. Maybe he should put one on for Thursday night, but he's not sure yet. So don't bank on that. But the Friday night one sold out. And but there's still the tours within the town of Gettysburg itself, which is only a 15-minute car ride right from the Wyndham.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go right to Mark Nesbitt's office on Baltimore there.
Oh, yeah.
In Gettysburg, and take one of the Mark Nesbitt tours, whether it's the train or the walking tour. And then there's several other places. And, so there's plenty to do, even if you don't get, you won't get on the Daniel Lady Farm unless you've already booked it. But at least we should note, too, half of the money that we've raised for that is going to our charity as well.
See, that's
for those two investigations. So
that's the beauty about Paranormal World is the whole paranormal world.
Oh, okay.
I mean, because you guys are giving back to the community so much for this conference, and I've seen it in individual. So it's going, from I think it swells from the ground up, and and there's individual ghost hunters out there and little ghost hunting groups, not little, but important, but small ghost hunting groups that go in and they clean up cemeteries. They do things like they go to those haunted places and pay $50 to stay overnight, that kind of thing, which, of course, goes to the renovation costs of such places. I mean, there is a lot of that going on, and you guys are really demonstrating it with Ghost World, and I applaud that.
Oh, well, thank you. I mean, You couldn't be in Gettysburg seriously without doing something to say thanks that, you know, this is available. And I think, too, when we look back, I guess it was a year or two ago when there was that little disgruntled ruling about, you know, they lumped ghost hunters in with drug addicts, alcoholics, and so forth, and that they didn't want that kind of element on the battlefields. And I think this was our way to say, hey, you know, you can't really lump us in with that. We really do care about the history. We really do care that this is here, and we want to research it. So we're trying to make good on that and, you know, offer this, I guess, like an olive branch, if you will.
Uh-huh.
So you see, we're sincere. You know, we're not out there to destroy the place.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and we're aware of that, too. I mean, there was that time, like you said, a couple of years ago, Laura, where there was this, like, bad rep kind of thing going on. And I always laughed at that because I know both of us have laughed at that because we party a bit. I mean, we all hang out and have a good time, especially at these conferences. A lot of times for these conferences, a lot of us people that do shows or authors or whatever, we all work together on this stuff, so it's kind of a reunion for all of us. So, of course, you're going to get together a little bit and hang around. We do it every time we get together.
But as far as ghost hunting,
yeah.
I've only seen respect. And by doing the you know, half the proceeds go to charity and half goes to the, you know, the fund, hopefully for Ghost World 2.
Mm-hmm.
And then, or in the case of the raffle thing, the you know, all of it going to the charity. I think this is phenomenal because it's definitely in a big way showing how much it's a demonstration of how much
totally.
We as ghost hunters respect the communities that are the places that we like to go.
One question I always like to ask people who are in charge of these conferences, Laura. So you're gonna be getting hit hard on this one. How burned out? How fried are you right now? How burned out are you right now?
Yeah, that's what's even amazing me is like I'm still psyched. I you should see the mountain of work I have to do, and normally that would totally, I would go into overwhelm mode where I'd be paralyzed and not being able to do anything, and yet I look at it, I'm like, yep, it's a lot of work, but this is so exciting, I'm so psyched about it. I've never had this, like, positive psyched reaction to, like, so much work ever in my life, which tells me I'm on the right track, I'm doing what I'm supposed to, I'm finally doing something I love, I guess.
That's good.
Exactly.
I mean, when I say burned out,
I think
people I talk to, they're like, oh my God, I have a, like you just said, Lori, they're like, I have so much stuff to get done.
I think when we met you last year in Gettysburg, didn't I say something like, are you crazy? because that was the big announcement last year.
The Eastern Regional Conference.
Yeah, Vince's
and you know
and
what's
New
funny
Jersey.
About that, huh?
And then they were going to merge.
What was that?
Right. What happened was I had the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society Ghost Conference in April 2006, and that was the first time I met Jeff Belanger. I mean, I talked to him to arrange him coming to be one of the presenters at it, and I had Vince Wilson previously at the other two conferences. So, and in fact, it was after the second New Jersey Ghost Conference that I did, Vince invited me down to his Eastern Regional down in Baltimore, and after I saw that conference, I went up to him and I said, you know, what if we pooled resources, because you're doing a conference, and I'm doing one, and then we have Mark Nesbitt here out in Gettysburg. What if we pooled all three of us together in Gettysburg? He pitched it to his board of directors, I guess, that he has for the Maryland Paranormal Coalition or something.
Mm-hmm.
And they voted it down, saying they weren't comfortable with it. They thought, nah, wait another year, it's too soon. So then last year, Jeff and Vince came and presented at the 2006 conference they did. And I remember being up on stage formally announcing, like, I'm so glad you've all been here. Sayonara. I was saluting you. Goodbye. This is the last one I'm doing because one woman show thing is just too much. I'm done. It's been real. Later, you know. And off I went. And 2 days later, I get a call from Vince saying, you know, a couple of us went out to dinner after conference. And I remember a year or two ago, you proposed, like, merging things. I'm like, uh-huh. And he goes, well, we were thinking. I'm like,
no,
here it comes.
Oh, here we go.
And he said, he goes, now just hear me out. He goes, if Jeff wants in on it and I want in on it and you want in on it, that's three of us. He goes, now granted it would be a gigantic undertaking, but there would be three. He goes, Laura, you wouldn't be having to do it all by yourself. And I'm like, well, that's true, you know. So then we got on a conference call. The three of us talked to nuts and bolts and everything, and there you have the birth of Ghost World LLC.
Mm. I, for one, am extremely, extremely excited about it. And we've been to how many? 8 conferences this year already.
Yeah, it's been a...
And it's something that every single conference it comes up. So, you know, are you going to be at Ghost World? It's just... Mm. That's the key phrase this year is, are you going to Ghost World? Are you going to be in Gettysburg? And it's just incredible. So many people are really looking forward to it. And I know because... I was at Vince's last year, and I've heard you do have a good reputation, Laura, for the New Jersey conferences. So Jeff is Jeff. So I mean, it's just going to be amazing. And with Mark Nesbitt there, who keeping control of things and hosts, you know, he's like obviously his Ghost tour, the Gettysburg, Ghosts of Gettysburg store?
Yeah.
That's got to be a cornerstone of the paranormal community, right?
Oh, absolutely.
The paranormal.
Well, you couldn't, I mean.
World headquarters. And so it's a great place. It's the right people. It's the right time. It's going to be 90 next week. I'm not excited about that. But but the rest.
That's why we're in a hotel and air conditioned.
Yay. But I have to, all the kudos in the world to you, and try and keep your sanity. And if not, come see me at the conference, and I'll try and make you laugh the craziness away, if possible.
Yeah, I've told people, they're like, oh, you know, like where I work, they're like, oh, I see you're going on vacation. I'm like, well, it's vacation from here, but it's definitely going to be a working weekend. But I've promised myself, you know, I know I'll probably be pulling from every ounce of adrenaline in my corporeal being, but when it's all said and done and I collapse from lack of adrenaline any further, I'll be... a happy camper nonetheless, you know.
Well, we're very, very excited about it.
And you can't beat a place to go to also for a conference. When I heard this initially, that they were going to be, you know, the Ghost World Conference was going to be in Gettysburg, I was like, oh, you guys nailed it. I mean, you can't do it. You can't get a better place for that. Because even if not, obviously people out there, I'm sure this goes without saying, but this is Ghostly Talk, and we'll say it anyway like we usually do. And it's like if there's something going on during the event that you're not quite that interested in, God, look where you're at. You got plenty of stuff to do around there. So the whole weekend, I don't...
Well, that and the people. People, come up to me and say hi.
Yeah.
Go up to another ghost hunting group and say hi. Mm-hmm. Go up to Laura and say hi. And if she's, like, running around with her hair, like, all...
Leave her the hell alone.
Then just, you know, stay away from her. But everybody else, go up to them and say hi. You know, that's what it's for. It's for the interaction. It's for communication.
I hope people come up and say hi to me. I mean, I've written enough emails over the past year, and I've always... You know, and people have always said to me, wow, I can't believe how fast you wrote back to me. And I'm like, well, you emailed. And that's, like, the number one best way to get a hold of me because I'm not famous for picking up the phone. It's like, I did a few years in the trenches of sales, so the telephone weighs, like, 500 pounds to me.
I know what you mean.
I will email, you know, I will email. And now I'm to the point where, like, each episode is getting closer and I'm getting emails from people. I'm like, and I'm starting to recognize their names. I'm like, I really hope they do come up and say hello so I can... put a face with, you know, all the correspondence up to now. And but it's exciting. I can't wait. You know?
So, it's going to be a really exciting weekend. People, again, I can't say this enough. I don't want to see – this is my request for everybody who's going to Ghost World this weekend – or next weekend, I'm sorry. I don't want to see anybody sitting around doing nothing. I don't want to see people – okay, well, we're notorious for this from Ghostly Talk. Yeah, we go outside and we smoke. We do that thing. That's what you – and actually, that's not a bad thing because we do the bulk of our talking, I think, over cigarettes.
Oh, my gosh. That is like the hangout lounge, I have to say.
You know, and so, I mean, but I don't want to see people just – I don't want to see anyone not doing something. The whole weekend.
There can't be anybody who's bored that weekend. No way. July 20th through 22nd. Actually, because we're recording this, but by the time
this is pre-recorded,
it will be next weekend.
Mm-hmm. It'll be next weekend. Yeah.
So
So
it'll be next weekend.
Oh, dude, I totally messed that up. This is like a pre-recorded thing. Okay, scratch that. Next weekend.
Oh, perfect.
Like real life.
Great recovery.
This isn't recorded.
Yeah. Great recovery. coming up this weekend, July 20th through 22nd, Ghost World. The website, of course, is ghostworldconference.com. No spaces, no hyphens, nothing. Ghostworldconference.com. And Laura, thank you so much in advance, because I know you're going to be pretty busy during the thing, although I'll still come up and say hi.
I hope you do.
I want to thank you in advance
for
all this incredible work you've put in.
And thanks for coming here and hanging out with us for a little while tonight, too.
Not a problem. Thank you for inviting me. I really appreciate it. It's good to talk to you guys.
All right, well, we're going to go to break then.
Yep, so hang on the line for 1 second, Laura, while we close this out and go to break.
Don't leave.
Don't forget, all of the breaks here at Ghostly Talk are independent music. Mm-hmm. I want you to listen to the music, enjoy it. Mm-hmm. You might not like some, but you might like others, so give it a chance.